Welcome to the Sweat and Reflect podcast, where we'll break down how life is happening for you, not to you. I'm Meredith, a 30-something former teacher, widow, and life coach who is focused on empowering women to live their best lives no matter what they've experienced in the past. We'll laugh together, cry together, and at the end of the day, grow together. Are you ready to sweat and reflect your way through this crazy thing called life? Okay then, let's go. Hey friend, welcome back. It is the last Wednesday of 2023. It is the last episode of Sweat and Reflect of 2023. And I've literally been saying this, I think, every episode this year, but like, I do not know where this year went. It has flown by. And as we head into 2024, I really want us, I want you, I want me to take time, actual time, to reflect on this past year, to reflect on the lessons that we've learned, to sit with the experiences that we've had, to assess how this year went for us, if it was what we wanted, if we lived like our best, most fullest lives. That's not grammatically correct, but like, really sit with what we did this year. And it's not to make ourselves feel guilty about like not accomplishing whatever goals we set back in, you know, January of this year. It's to celebrate how far we've come. Like, there have been moments throughout this year where I'm like, ugh, this year has been like a waste. I didn't really set any goals in January. Then when I started to set goals, like, things got in the way, life got in the way, and what do I have to show for it? Like, really leading up to the past few weeks, I was like, what do I have to show for this year in terms of like what I did for myself? And I had to then like shock myself back and be like, you did so much. Maybe it was none of what you had planned. Maybe it was nothing of what you anticipated, but you did so much. So like, for example, I took on like this larger role at work, right? I just like allowed myself to be taken over by it in a positive way, like actually wanting to participate in a major way in this job, in this position, and really giving it my all, like really sweating and reflecting my way through every job, and like what I could be doing better as like a leader, as someone in charge of job sites, like what could I be doing, right? Like, I settled into how I interacted with people. I took stock of the way I interact with clients and really started to pride myself on what I was bringing to people's lives, right? I may not have been the one to go out and get the job, but I was able to bring a sense of ease and comfort, organization, obviously, and just hominess to these people's lives, and like the connections that I've made and the relationships that I was able to foster with some of our clients are things that I am forever going to be grateful for. And I hope that, you know, with some of these relationships, we'll be able to foster them further in 2024. You know, I look back on obviously like Ryan and I getting engaged and how amazing that was and how just like perfect and easy it was, right? Like, it was just meant to be. And then giving myself grace and reflecting on how I handle things after, right? Like, some of the pushback on, you know, what Ryan and I saw for ourselves in terms of celebrating our marriage. Thinking back to just my responses to people and to things and tapping into like what it is that I really wanted, but then also navigating this parallel with the grief, right? Like, being so freaking excited and just like consumed by love and celebration for Ryan and for what we're building together, but then also figuring out how to navigate what that means for my past, my grief, and, you know, how this all like really comes together. Because as I've mentioned before, like marrying Ryan like really solidifies me moving forward. And that's still something that I'm grappling with, but you know, how I continue to like take it in stride and work through it. There were moments throughout this year where I, like I've talked about recently, like battled depression and was not aware of it, and how I've been navigating that, how I've been like tapping into a support system and amplifying like what I need, like asking for help and, you know, making my network larger in terms of that support, how I've celebrated going off of anxiety meds and then admitting, okay, wait, we might need to like rethink this and we might need to figure out a better system, which we're still navigating. And I mean, there have just been so many other things. Like Ryan and I took trips and I got to experience different things and cultures and got to just like really live life in a way that I've dreamed of. But if you had asked me this a few weeks ago, I would have been like, I haven't accomplished anything this year. I haven't done anything. And maybe you feel the same way. Like we look back into the scope of the year, and because maybe we didn't move ourselves forward in our businesses, or we didn't finish that course, or we didn't start that thing that we wanted to, we beat ourselves up and we think, oh, I didn't do anything. But if we sit with it, right, we realize we did so much. Hell, let's celebrate the fact that we got out of bed in the morning. There were so many days where getting out of bed was torture. I was like, why? Why is this even like necessary? Right? Where coming home and sitting on the couch and numbing out was the best way to handle myself. Like, let's celebrate those moments where we wanted to just like completely succumb to a darkness, but somehow we were able to put one foot in front of the other. And maybe you're still in that darkness. But let's celebrate that you're here. Let's celebrate that you're still fighting through it. We can get so bogged down by what we didn't do, by the resolutions that didn't amount to anything, by, you know, comparing ourselves to everyone else in our lives and where they're at, which I still fall victim to. But like, let's sit and celebrate what we did, what we accomplished, the experiences that we've had, the lives that we're leading. And then let's commit to being better next year, right? Let's sit and think about what it is that we want for next year. And maybe they're not goals in terms of career and relationships. Maybe it's just a goal of like, choosing to find the good in every day, even if it's a fleeting moment, finding the good in every day. Maybe it's, you know, waking up on Monday, January 1st of 2024, and just choosing to get out of bed. Maybe it's reflecting on our relationships and our boundaries and thinking, how do I need to protect myself, not to shut people off, but to preserve my own energy? There are so many things that we can celebrate. There are so many things that we can sit with. And I want to make sure that going into this year, you feel equipped, you feel ready, you feel empowered to do so. And maybe it's not empowered in the sense that you're creating a vision board. And again, you're going to have all of these notes and post-its around you that have all of your goals mapped out, right? Like everyone else is going to start to possibly post on Instagram. But maybe you just have like two things that you're committing to. And that's to get out of bed every day and to choose to see the good. And like, what a way to go into a new year. And if you're still like, Meredith, I can't grasp onto that. This year was just a lot for me. Okay. Okay. Acknowledge it. Sit with that. Be okay with that. But don't let it take you down. Don't let it drown you. Don't let it infiltrate what you are capable of. Right? I'm not saying you have to like pull up your big girl pants and be like, okay, whatever, we're moving on. Right? Because if we don't acknowledge things, that actually makes it worse. But can we acknowledge, and then can we set just like little goals, little baby steps? You are so capable. You are so powerful. You are strong. You are brilliant. And you are doing the very best that you can. You're a warrior. You're a survivor. And I want you to celebrate that. I want you to celebrate where you've been. I want you to dream about where you're going. And I want you to stand firm and stand tall in where you are right now. And I want you to celebrate that. And I want you to acknowledge that. And then I want you to, if you can, pull in the positive energy of a new year. Pull in the possibilities. Dream big. Dream bigger. Dream wildly. And then just live your life. Choose what experiences you want to lean into. Choose what experiences you want to have and figure out how to get there. This year is coming to a close. And we can acknowledge where we are. We can acknowledge the energy surrounding us, and then we can make a choice as to how we want to move forward. I wish that I had done so much more with my own business this year. But for whatever reason, this was not the year to figure that out. And, you know, to some people, it might look like I've taken a step back. But if I'm really going to work on helping women heal, if I'm going to be the best life coach I can be, I've got to heal myself first. And right now, that is looking like EMDR, figuring out what meds I want to be on, building up my support network. And yeah, maybe, you know, people will say, well, you can do that while you're building your business. And you know what? Yes. But that's not my journey. And so I can now look at 2023 and be like, ugh, what a freaking waste. Or I can be like, you know what? I learned a lot. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't what I envisioned. It had a lot of dark days. But look at where I am now. And that's what I want for you. I want you to look at where you are now. And I want you to realize that you have survived 100% of the days that you thought you wouldn't. And I want you to celebrate that. I want you to take that acknowledgement, take that energy, and bring it into the new year with you. We get to write a whole new chapter of 2024. It starts in just a few days, and I think it's going to be our best chapter yet. And so my wish, my hope, the energy that I'm sending out to you is take the next few days to sit and to reflect and to acknowledge and to celebrate. And then open up that door to the new possibilities, to the new experiences that await you in 2024. It's going to be so good. I can't wait to see where you and I go. Can't wait to see just what happens. And before I let you go, I just want to thank you. Thank you for being here. Whether you're brand new, whether you've been here since May of 2021, thank you. You are helping me heal in ways I didn't know I needed. And I hope that in some way I've helped you heal. We're in this together, and I'm so freaking grateful for you. I'm so just enamored with this community that we've created. So thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for loving in on this. And 2024 is going to be a good year. We can so freaking do this. I love you. I'm wishing you and your family and your friends and your whole little world the very best. I'm sending you the biggest hug, all of the love, and I will see you in 2024. Let's freaking go. Thank you so much for being here today. It warms my heart knowing that I get to connect with you and that we are on this journey together. So if today's episode resonated with you, I would absolutely love it if you could leave a review, because that will make sure that everyone else on this platform gets access to Sweat and Reflect. Or if you would at the very least share it on social media to help me get the word out that you are not alone in this world. I am so grateful for you. Thank you for being here, and I will see you soon.